He goes, oh, you don't have to tell me no more. I know what you want me to do. He said, you're right. Go out there and do it. Amen. So he laid in the streets of Jerusalem for X number of days. I can't remember exactly how many right now. A long time. 280-something days, right. Boy, that's a long time. And he laid on one side so many days and weeks naked. Then he turned on the other side and laid so many. And God anointed him to lay there. Amen. Now, how many of us could do that, you know? Say, Lord, I just don't have the stature. I'm sorry. Amen. Praise God. I didn't come into this world to be a streaker, and I'm not going to become one now. Amen. No, but anyway, I'm just saying that those are mild outward demonstrations that we do around here. But the Bible, I'm talking Bible, folks. And there's others that blow your mind. That's in the Word of God that God told His servants to do, to get the point across. Amen. I don't think I'll ever finish this lesson here tonight. But this is so good. Amen. And hopefully you're just learning some things. And we pray that God would speak and give you the food that's convenient for your soul. That's all. Amen. Whether I finish this lesson or not, it's not important. It's what you're supposed to get. Amen. From the Lord. So he took them to through death and through life. Amen. To prove that he was the king and that he was the bridegroom. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Whew. And God wanted them, amen, in this bitterness experience, this uncontrolled experience, this uncontrolled life, amen, to learn how to throw in the tree of life into these bitter waters, the bitter waters of Myra, amen, and learn that he was, amen, the king over this, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. In Egypt, they knew him. In Egypt, they knew him as the what? The Savior. Amen. Then as the baptizer. Thank you, Lord. Of fire and the baptizer of water. Now, when you go into your wilderness experience, after you have this foundation laid, you learn him. Amen. You come to know him as an espoused bride. Or bridegroom, rather. You're the bride and he's the bridegroom. And you learn this in the wilderness, saints, amen, that he'll supply your every need. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Don't you have a desire to get closer to the Lord tonight? I mean, prayer is so powerful. That word worship in the Greek means desire. And when you worship God and you pray, and when you sit down, you desire God's word. Amen. You know what? It's not that late. Amen. Are you getting something out of this? Thank you, Lord. So he brought them to the bitter waters of Myra, amen, and it seemed like a worthless place, amen, that God brought them to, amen, and then they threw in the tree of life, remember that, and the waters turned sweet, amen. So God gave them an outward demonstration that he was able and more and powerful enough, amen, to control the uncontrollable. To control the unrestrained life. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. And sometimes we get to those places of bitterness. And we think, God, I can't go on. I'm so bitter in my heart. I'm so angry inside. I just can't seem to get through. Amen. Well, if you will do as they did, amen, and let the Holy Ghost, amen, burn up that unrestrained life, your waters will turn sweet because God will throw the word in. He'll throw the tree of life in and all those bitter waters. My bitter waters are sweet tonight. They're sweet tonight. And I can't say they were sweet before I came here tonight. Amen, because I had a lot of burdens, amen, in my soul and a lot of unrestrained life, amen. But when you get down and you pray and you let the Holy Ghost pray through you, amen, it starts burning out all that uncontrolled thought life, amen. And by the time God gets through with your mind, it will go back to the garden. Amen. It will be like a garden of paradise. Amen. And when you try to tell someone about the message, amen, they won't be confused. They won't walk away confused. Amen. If you'll stay praying in the Holy Ghost and doing what God tells you to do and be faithful, amen, when you're witnessing to someone, amen, about the message, amen, they won't go away confused, because all they were met with was a wilderness mind, a tangled mind. Amen. And you've talked to people, amen, like that, and by the time you get through talking to them, you're going, beep, 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 beep. I don't mean to be so silly. That's the truth. You just, I should get Jimmy to do that one. Amen. But you just feel, you feel like a dingbat. Is that such a word? You just feel so confused. You think, oh, what did I just hear? Ugh. You know, and your mind gets all tangled, and with all this unrestrained thought life. They go in this direction, they go in that direction, then all of a sudden talking about this, and then they're going this way and going that way. Amen. Have you ever talked to anyone like that? Amen. Spiritually, they try to witness to you about the Lord and about what they believe in. By the time you get through listening to what they believe in, you're going, huh? You're going, man, I don't think I can take that. Amen. But if you allow God to burn up that unrestrained growth, that unrestrained life, when you talk to them, it will be a well-defined way. In the Garden of Eden, the rivers were well-defined. Amen. The trees were placed, amen, just where God wanted them to. And when you talk to people, they'll be able to see the tree of life, because that's what's burning in your heart. And they go away, amen, with sweet water. They go away with understanding. They go away seeing the way clearly. But saints, if you're burdened down about this and you're burdened down about that, and you're not praying and asking God, amen, to burn that up, and praying through the Holy Ghost and getting your mind on God, and you got all these other thoughts and all these other problems on your mind, and then you go to talk to someone spiritually, you just tangle their mind up even more. Powerful principle. It's a powerful principle. Thank you, wonderful Lord. It's the truth, isn't it? Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, amen, you've got to be able to get this quickened to you and let the Holy Ghost burn up this unrestrained life, this uncontrollable life, amen, so that you can see how to make it to Canaan's land. Amen. So, he was trying to teach them what? Confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. In the tree of life, to turn those bitter waters sweet. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Okay, I don't know how far to go here. Thank you, wonderful Lord. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Well, let's see here. It may take you just one step further. Go to Exodus 15. I thank you, Lord, for the peace in my soul. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 15. It's so good to be back in Dallas. Thank you, Sister Curtis. We have a lot of gratitude for the people in this place. Amen. Exodus 15, verse 22. This is really something. Okay. Now see, the very place that we think, oh God, why'd you bring us here? You know, the very place that you're bitter. The very place, amen, that's seemingly out of control is the very place that God has something special for you. Exodus 15, verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. That's a powerful principle there. Now, that word brought in the Hebrew, amen, carries the connotation of to cause by force. Moses forced the children of Israel to a place, amen, where God was going to put his manna. The very place, amen, the very circumstance that you're in that seems to be out of control is the very place where God wants to drop his manna. Huh? But saints, you'll never get that manna if you don't let the Holy Ghost burn up that unrestrained life. Unrestrained life not burnt up produces bitterness. You'll be bitter towards everyone and everything. That's why it's important to be led by the Holy Ghost. The cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. Amen. So he brought them to the very place where he was going to, amen, put his manna. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost and fire led the way. Amen. The fire burned out a trail. Amen. So that the animals, amen, could clear the path for the fire. You want to know how to deal with these animals? Amen. In our nature? Amen. Burn them out through the Holy Ghost and fire. Woo! Shalababakasanda. And some people are so bitter, and I know I've been there, amen, that if you don't practice this thing and get in, and it don't, when you're burdened down and you got all these problems and just don't know what to do, don't just come in and just, and your mind's just all confused and just, you know, don't do that. You'll produce bitter waters, and all those animals will be out and want to bite everybody. Huh? How do you take care of the unrestrained life, the uncontrollable life? How do you take care of the animals that are in your way? That beastly nature that's in your way, and you can't seem to go on for God because this lion keeps on coming up and devouring this brother and that sister. Amen. Man, I got these beasts that are in my pathway. I want to go to Canaan's land. I've got all these animal-like spirits in me. The ostrich that just wants to go hide its head somewhere when you get in problem. I just want to sleep. I'm not even going to look at my problems this morning. Little ostrich spirit. Huh? Oh, bird migrating spirit. Amen. I just fly south for this one. Go to another church. Too many problems over there. You'll find more problems over there. Amen. Because the problem's in your brain. The problem's in your mind. Hallelujah. And if you would have got in church with all that uncontrollable life, you just come on in a Sunday morning. Amen. A Sunday night. Get in. Just, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just practice, amen, what you see in the Bible to do. And shake and shout and jump and dance and raise your hands and clap your hands. Put him on the throne and, amen, do everything you're big enough to do. Then it will burn away that unrestrained life. You won't be bitter anymore. That's powerful. You won't be bitter anymore. Then you'll get the tree of life and the animals have cleared the pathway. You can see Canaan's land. It's almost like you can touch it again. Now that's how you go on for God. Don't just remain bitter. And if you just shut up and let one of those animal spirits take over and never get in and shout and shake and dance and do whatever the Bible says to do, then saints, you'll just be bitter. Amen. It'll turn to bitterness. Then hardness will set in. And before you know it, you'll not want to go to church or do anything spiritual. Amen. That's a bad place to get in, but you don't have to. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So get rid of those bitter waters. How? Holy Ghost fire burned away. Amen. Through the wilderness. Oh, that's so powerful. So many good things here. I want to jump ahead of myself and tell you, but I'm not going to. Woo! When people stop shouting, and I see it. I've seen it myself, and I see it in you all. When you come in, I mean, when you're coming in, put it this way, when you're coming in, and you're just, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, mighty Lord. I praise you for your mastership, Lord. I thank you because you're the cause of the effects in my life. I praise you, mighty Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen. You're so sweet after service. Huh? You're feeling so good and want to give everybody, amen, a handshake and a hug and tell the preacher such a powerful church it is and everything. But if you come in, you're... Everybody's going, ah, and you're going, I ain't going to do that. And you just stay there and you don't shout. And you don't worship God. You get bitter. And you leave the service. Get out of my way. I don't like this about that. I don't like this about that. And then you go home and beat your husband. Poor guy. He's sleeping and trying to get a peace of mind. And you start beating him half to death. He's wondering what's going on. Wow, I thought that church was changing your life. Turning into a devil. Go home and beat him. Now, you know, I'm exaggerating, of course, but you see what I'm saying? If you leave it unrestrained, it turns into bitterness and anger and so on. So this is how you get these bitter waters out, amen, by shouting and the Holy Ghost fire and demonstrations of the Spirit, amen. It's easy going on for God. You see how easy it is going for God? Just come in and shout. And raise your hands, clap your hands, whatever piece of the goat's hair curtain you want to pick up. I mean, you may not shout, you may not shake, you may not, dance, but you can clap your hands, huh? You can run, you got feet to run, you can do things. There's many things, the demonstrations of the Spirit that you can do, or you can do all of them like some do. Amen. Praise God. And you know what? You won't be bitter. And what you thought was a great big problem is just no problem at all. You won't even remember it because it was burned out. Huh? It was burned out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so this is powerful. You know, the Bible says in the Jewish history there, you go back, that it not only burned away out, the wilderness was so massive that when it burned